Stevie Wonder, Living for the City, and the Beatles, Gotta Get You Into My Life, which was released as a single in North America 6 years after the band had already split up. This is The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane on Zoomer Radio, and I'm Liz Weston filling in.
Well, there's no question it's an election goodie, although Premier Doug Ford is not phrasing it that way. As you likely know by now, the Ford PCs are doing away with license plate fees and stickers and plan to issue rebates to pay back license plate fees dating to March of 2020. It's an annual savings of $120 for drivers with cars, but it's also costing Ontario taxpayers more than $1 billion. Let's find out what the leader of the Ontario Liberal Party thinks about this plan. Stephen Del Duca, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Stephen, to be fair, many drivers will be very happy receiving $120 in the mail.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt about the fact that over the past couple of years, we've seen a lot of things get more expensive for everyday families here in Ontario. Groceries have gone up. You know, we see the prices at the pump these days. People are feeling pinched. And so I understand that, and I respect that as well. And I think governments do have to look for ways to ease that burden. Doug Ford's chosen this particular approach. I get it. I respect the concept behind it. I don't think it's ambitious enough for the people of Ontario, but, Doug's not being subtle about it, that's for sure.
Well, there is an election coming up. Should the Liberals win that? And I got to ask you the million-dollar question, or maybe the $120 question. You know, would you reinstate this?
No, look, as I said a second ago, there's no doubt that people across Ontario working harder each and every month, each and every year, having come through a pandemic, people continue to fall further and further behind, and they're looking for relief. So if elected on June the 2nd, we're not going to reinstate a vehicle registration levy or fee. But having said that, I do think there are so many other areas. I talked about one just yesterday. The fact that we don't have a child care deal with the federal government, when I look at what that would save a family who needs child care in a city like Toronto, we're talking about $200+ every week that would be saved if we had $10 a day child care. So when I talk about Doug's plan not being particularly ambitious, that's what I mean. We should really be striving for the big things that will make life dramatically easier for hardworking families. Not simply the low-hanging fruit, the way that Doug Ford's gone about doing this move.
Stephen, Premier Ford said the other day that they are very close. He could not emphasize enough how close they are to getting a child care deal with the Trudeau Liberals. But you're indicating that it won't be anywhere near as quote-unquote ambitious as the Liberals' plan.
Well, we've all been reading media reports from Doug Ford and his education minister, I think for about 4 or 5 months now, where they've told us that they are really close to a deal. And let me just say, I hope that we get a deal done in the province of Ontario. It's long overdue. You know, it's been 231 days since the first province got a deal done with the feds. There are families in other parts of Canada who have already seen their child care costs start to come down. With each passing week, each passing month that Doug Ford has been stubbornly refusing to get a deal, it's actually costing families a lot of money. So, you know, if they get a deal done tomorrow and it's a good deal done for Ontario, I'll be the first one to say that's awesome. Let's move on to the next challenge. I'm really proud of the Ontario Liberal plan that we've put out. It is very ambitious. It would drive down costs right away for Ontario families. And I hope Doug gets a deal. But that's the kind of ambitious approach to dealing with that cost of living pressures that people are feeling that I'm interested in pursuing.
I'm hearing a lot from you about families, and obviously that's very important. Costs are high for young parents of children that need extra care. But here at Zoomer Radio, we are focused on older voters. And a lot of older people, whether they live in Ontario or across the country, Stephen, they feel like they are dismissed. And yet, we are the ones to vote in droves. And in light of the long-term care crisis during the pandemic, how are you going to address the needs of the older demographic in this province?
Yeah, look, I think you're 100% right to be concerned, and your audience is 100% right to be concerned that they for far too long, governments have treated Ontario seniors like a bit of an afterthought. I talk to my own parents about this on a regular basis. My parents are getting a little bit older now. They both have some health challenges. But when I think of Ontario's seniors, I think of, yes, long-term care, but so much more than that. You know, the example I used a second ago, talking to my own parents about this, like most seniors in this province, my parents don't want to go into a nursing home. They want to be able to remain in their own home, understanding they have some health challenges. We need to build out a truly properly funded community-based home care system so people like my mom and dad can have support, a system that's easy to navigate, whether English is your first language or not, regardless of where you live in this province, so you can get levels of care while remaining in your own home. And if at some point you need a certain level of care that can no longer be provided at home, we have a system whereby where you might need to go doesn't look institutionalized. You're not stacked like pieces of cordwood in a massive building that's not a comfortable place to be, but we actually have settings. We have community-based settings for our seniors who need significant interventions or levels of care that are more like homes, more like what they are used to out in the community. So these are just some of the ideas that we are going to be talking about in our platform, because to me that's, and by the way, there are parts of the world where they do this so very well and they don't have seniors institutionalized as they get older and need, again, those levels of care. I think that's the direction and that's the model that we should be pursuing here in Ontario, and that's what Ontario Liberals will be talking about.
Absolutely. We agree very much with that here at Zoomer Media. And older voters, Zoomers, and older Zoomers look forward to hearing more about that in the weeks coming up to June 2nd. So thanks for a preview of what we'll be hearing soon.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Stephen Del Duca is the leader of the Ontario Liberal Party.